This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Christina Smith, CREstinasmith. Date of birth 02/13/1930. Date of appointment February 23, 2026. Requesting physician David Lai, DAVID LIU. Dear Dr. Lai, I have the pleasure of seeing David. I have the pleasure of seeing Christina Smith today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 96-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, recently due to TIA. At that time, she was not able to speak. She could not form the word. There was no visual problem. She always have numbness in the hand and feet. First time TIA lasted less than 1 hour, second time it lasted half a day. He's still having some problem, especially in speaking on and off. She was started on Lipitor 40 milligram daily. She was already taking aspirin 81 milligram daily, MRI of the brain done, which did not show any stroke. She lives in the nursing home. She cannot walk. 1.5 year when she used to live in her own apartment. She used to walk. After that, she has a problem in walking and standing. Now she uses a wheelchair. She has a pain in the legs and feet. Which she's seeing the pain management doctor. She got medial branch block, epidural steroid injection, and transforaminal epidural steroid. Nerve root block. Past medical history, TIA, essential hypertension, pure hypercholesterolemia, age-related osteoporosis, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiency, non-rheumatic aortic valve disorder, spondylosis of the lumbar region, functional dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, chronic pain, occlusion and stenosis of the carotid arteries, low back pain, muscle weakness, difficulty walking, unsteady on feet, weakness, history of fall, non-infective gastroenteritis, past surgical stenosis, allergy to sulfa and Xanax, medication, atenolol, lisinopril, Tylenol, vitamin D3, aspirin, famotidine, magnesium oxide, fluorester, cholestyramine, Lipitor, Voltaren, gel, sodium chloride nasal spray, socialistic, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, have two children, family history, mother deceased, melanoma, please rewrite again, father deceased due to melanoma, mother deceased, fell down in the cellar, one brother have cardiac arrest, one sister have a stroke, one sister deceased due to cardiac arrest. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a she is having difficulty walking, she was having a speech problem. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next of all, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator. No dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tendon reflexes, 2 or 4 plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan. 96-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Please continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg daily for prevention of TIA and stroke. Start gabapentin 100 mg PO daily at night, can be increased to 3 times daily. This will help her pain in the legs due to neuropathy and anxiety. Also start multivitamin. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.